What's up, folks, and welcome to Nino's Corner. I'm doing a quick video here to discuss Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House. He's getting ready to do it. They're doing an inquiry for the impeachment of Biden. It's not an impeachment vote, but to me, this is still important because they're showing you how Biden is in hot water, but they're not putting the pedal to the metal. They're not going all in, which is a good thing, and I'll explain in a second. Folks, first, get your Noble Gold. Get Noble Gold. Feeling unsure about your finances today, like all of us are? Yeah, we all are. You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help, folks. Just here straight from the folks. They've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress, which they really did. That's why I'm investing my money. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. Not as many sleeping pills, I guess you could say. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Go to the link below, folks, and get started with Noble Gold. Now, the reason I'm putting out this video is because it's important, because Biden is the millstone around the Democrats' necks. They have to own this rotting corpse, which is rotting the party. We want them to feel the panic. We want them to feel the stress of having to own this guy. Now, with McCarthy coming out and doing an inquiry, I liked it. For me personally, folks, and what I've done, all the interviews I've done with Juan O'Savin and many others, we got to make them own Biden. It's important for them to own them coming into the 2024 election. We are going to see some kind of panic, some kind of Democrat musical chairs, but I would feel more comfortable if they had to do that on their own and we didn't make it so easy for them, such as an impeachment. But that's my just personal opinion, folks. And here is the video of McCarthy talking about the impeachment.
Democracy.
And now an announcement from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy earlier today on an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
Now, folks, let me just get this straight. I don't trust any of these people. I don't trust McCarthy. I think he's a rhino. 90% of the Republicans are rhinos. The Democrat Party is completely a swamp. Both sides are swamps. Are swamp rats infesting the swamp? But, folks, just listen to McCarthy. He's only doing what he's told. He's only going as far as he can go. I think that this is actually a good thing. We don't want them to completely we don't want the Republicans to impeach Biden because we want the Democrats to own him.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, the months that we were gone and the weeks, House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct. Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption. Now, here's what we know so far. Through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings. Eyewitnesses have testified that the president joined on multiple phone calls.
Now, folks, this is important for the court of public opinion. This is why this is so important. The House hearings, everything taking place right now, is important for the court of public opinion.
And had multiple interactions. Dinners resulted in cars and millions of dollars into his sons and his sons' business partners. We know that bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies. The Treasury Department alone has more than 150 transactions involving the Biden family and other business associates that were flagged as suspicious activity by U.S. banks. Even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family. Biden used his official office to coordinate with Hunter Biden's business partners about Hunter's role in Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. Finally, Despite these serious allegations, it appears that the president's family has been offered special treatment by Biden's own administration, treatment that not otherwise would have received if they were not related to the president.
Folks, like I was saying, this is important only for the court of public opinion. We want them to hold on to Biden. We want the Democrats to hold on to Biden. We don't want them to let him go. To let him go. So to me, this happening right now with McCarthy, I'm hoping they don't go pedal to the metal and go all out and impeach this guy. Other podcasters you'll hear will say exactly the opposite of what I'm saying. They'll say, no, this is great. We need to impeach the guy. Let's go for it. I'm saying no. I'm saying they need to hold on to this guy, and we need to make sure they hold on to this guy because he is the rotting corpse of the Democrat Party.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Now, that's not an impeachment vote. It's just an impeachment inquiry, folks.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public. That's exactly what we want to know, the answers. I believe the president would want to answer these questions and allegations as well. This effort will be led by Chairman James Comer at the Committee on Oversight, in coordination with Chairman Jim Jordan for Judiciary Committee and Chairman Jason Smith on Ways and Means. Now, I do not make this decision lightly. And regardless of your party or who you voted for, these facts should concern all Americans. The American people deserve to know that the public offices are not for sale and that the federal government is not being used to cover up the actions of a politically associated family. Now, I would encourage the president and his team to fully cooperate with this investigation in the interests of transparency. We are committed to getting the answers for the American public. Nothing more, nothing less. We will go wherever the evidence takes us. Thank you very much.
Now, folks, like I said, I want him to hold on. I want them to hold on to Biden. I don't want to see them let go of Biden. I think it's important that they hold on to him right now, but if they just turn up the heat just a little bit, that's fine. But if they go a full-out impeachment vote, then I'm going to be worried. I'm just going to be stressed a little more because I think he is the rotting corpse around the Democrats' neck. He is the millstone around the Democrats' necks. So to me, heading in this direction is good as long as they pump the brakes a little bit and they have to own them. So that's my point of view on this. I know it's going to be very different than a lot of podcasters out there, but that's the way I see it. Let me know your thoughts below. Let me know what you think. Do you think we should make the Democrats hold on to this rotting corpse for as long as they can going into the November 24 election cycle? Or do you think we should impeach him now and give them a chance to replace him with somebody? Give me your thoughts down below, folks. All right, I'm out.